Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. Now, first, for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
How should I record your answer? As male, female, or something else?
Oh, it would definitely be male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
70.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a associate.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic or Latino?
I am, what would you call it, Irish, Welshy, Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to pick how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please let me know. First, we have Kamala Harris.
10 being really warm?
10 being very warm and favorable. 0 being very cold and unfavorable. Any number between 0 and...
I don't know. Maybe a 5? I don't know her. I've never met her, so it's kind of hard to have an opinion on her.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Arizona.
Oh my gosh, probably a 5.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Arizona.
Oh, probably a 2.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
I don't personally know Donald Trump, but for right now, I'll probably give him like a 9.
Thank you. And last on the list, we have Katie Hobbs.
Oh, the current governor? Oh, my gosh. Probably a 2. She's awful.
Thank you very much. Now, when thinking about who you voted for in the November 2024 election, how important was it to you that the candidate prioritized bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable? Was it a must-have or will not vote for a candidate who doesn't? Was it very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal breaker, or will not vote for a candidate who does?
You mean for the economy, is that what you said?
Yes, prioritize bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable.
Oh, yeah, that was probably that was important.
And is that very,
that was important. I'd put that up at one of the top of the list, thanks, yeah.
And would that be a must-have, very important, or somewhat important?
Very important. Very important. It's not really a must-have right now.
Thank you. And then we have prioritized protecting abortion access. Was that a must-have, very important, somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or a deal-breaker?
Oh, not very important. I care about abortion.
Then we have prioritized making housing more affordable.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. And last on the list, we have promoted traditional family values.
Oh. Well, that's a loaded question. Define what that means. What's traditional?
But how important was it to you that the candidate promoted a traditional family value?
What is traditional family values, though? I'm asking you the question. Do you guys have a paragraph there to tell you what it means?
We are required to read verbatim, so it depends on what you take out of that.
Well, that's a subjective question, though. That's the only reason I'm asking. What is family values? I mean, are you talking about people who, like, have families? I mean, yeah, that's important. We're not having that anymore, though. Women aren't even having kids. So I guess important, but I'm not sure what that even means. That question is just kind of, I'd say it's important, yeah. But my definition of family values may not be what someone else's who wrote this poll or, you know, what their definition of family values are. That's a loaded question, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But
it's important, but I mean, I'd say it's not a deal breaker or otherwise. I'd say it's somewhat important. You can put it as number two. I'm just saying a Catholic's opinion of what is family values as opposed to an atheist is not the same thing.
Yes, I understand.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's a loaded question. I mean, that's one thing. Who wrote the poll didn't really do a lot of thinking on these questions. Well, I'm getting that.
Yes, I understand. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible, too young, not registered, etc.? Or did not vote?
Oh, I voted for Trump.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for Senate, or were you not able to vote? Was it Carrie Lake, the Republican, Ruben Gallego, the Democrat, someone else, or not eligible, too young, not registered, etc., or did not vote?
I voted for Carrie Lake.
Thank you. And as you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that would enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no on Prop 139, the ballot measure that guaranteed that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not vote?
Oh, I voted. I voted against abortion.
Thank you. And what values were behind your decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please choose the one or two values that best describe the values behind your decision. Once again, you may select up to two from the list. We have responsibility to women, making decisions about your own body, caring about your community, protecting the lives of unborn children, responsibility to younger and future generations, privacy, control over your own life, safety, faith in God, traditional family values, equality, or freedom from government interference.
That's the list, huh? you can put down to protect unborn kids, so the protection of children,
yes.
And I guess family values, because, you know, I don't care what anybody I don't care what anybody tells you. When they say it's not a person, it's like, well, if I put a cake in the oven and I'm baking it, and you pull it out and you throw it across the room, and I get pissed at you, and you say, hey, I say, why do you ruin my cake? And you're like, that wasn't a cake. What would have been a cake? So, yeah, I'm kind of against abortion. Like, it's like, I think you're killing a kid. You can call it whatever the hell you want, but take these people or not.
Yes, and relating to that, thinking back to that ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally? On a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important, 5 means that it was somewhat important, and 0 means that the outcome was not important at all.
It was a 5. At the end of the day, people are going to do whatever the hell they want, so I just whatever, but...
I understand.
I just think it's stupid. Oh, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
And thinking back to the 2024 election, did the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state make you less or more motivated to vote, or did it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
No difference.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate? Or did it make no difference in your likelihood to vote?
No, really no difference.
Thank you. And thinking back to the same 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about abortion ballot, about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
A lot of people cried about it. I heard enough about it. I guess quite a bit. Second from the top.
So that would be very little or just some?
Some's fine.
Thank you. And thank you back to the 2020.
Yep. Yeah, go ahead. People, take it back to 2024 election. What?
Thank you. And to contrast that, thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
Just some. It's one of those things that I don't care about, so I don't really pay attention. I hate abortion, but, you know, people are going to vote for whatever the hell they want. So I was like, it wasn't a – I would have three things out of the election. Cheap gas, the border closed, and not to go to a digital currency. That's all the three things. I don't give a damn who the president is. I just want those things. And you know what? I got them, so I'm happy.
Thank you. Now, based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona. Or abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona.
Is this what I think it should be or what it is?
Yes, based on what you know, based on your opinion.
We already know that the prof won, so it's whatever the law is, that's what the people voted for. Mm-hmm. So, does that make sense?
So
I mean, you're asking, if you want to know what I think, yeah, I'd say abortion and limited examples, but that's not really the question. Arizona passed the law. They passed the proposition. So I'm not, the question is kind of misleading. You're asking for my opinion, that's one thing, but you're saying, What do I think of Arizona? What is the status of Arizona? Where do you know they can have abortion? So I'm not, you see my point?
Yes.
It doesn't.
But do you think abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona, or abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona?
Most cases, not all cases.
Thank you. And based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
I'm not very concerned.
Thank you. And do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
It should be left to the state issue, so it should be illegal nationally, period. It's not a constitutional right.
So that would be in all cases or most cases?
Well, again, that's kind of like, I don't understand the question, because states have rights under the 10th Amendment, mm-hmm. So I'm kind of confused on the question, because the whole country, well, if you're saying are you saying it should be nationally legal? No, it's not a constitutional right.
The question reads,
but the problem,
do you think... Yes, the question reads, do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Okay, so nationally, it should be illegal in all cases, but that doesn't mean that states don't have rights to make it legal. That's what I'm saying. This is a, That's the problem with the question. It's like you, okay, so is it all or nothing on the question?
Yeah.
That's what the question is. And I'm saying, well, California has legal abortion.
Arizona has legal abortion. Yes.
Okay, go ahead. So I would say not in any case.
Thank you. Now, even if neither is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closest to your view? I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available.
Wow, so you guys don't give very many good choices there. How about abortion should be legal under certain circumstances and extremely illegal in all other circumstances? I'll give you an example. I think abortion should be completely illegal unless it's under the two things of rape and incest. That's it. Simple.
So
does that mean all? No, it doesn't.
Sir,
so you can put the first one down.
The first one, okay. That's
the only option. There's only three.
Okay. Thank you. Now, here is a series of statements, and after each one, please indicate how much do you agree with each statement on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and a 0 means that you strongly disagree with a statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. First one is, abortion is the one thing undermining traditional family values in this country, and we need to ban abortion and protect the family as society's foundation.
An 8.
Thank you. Then we have, no one should be arrested or put in jail for how a pregnancy ends, including miscarriage or abortion.
I guess an 8. If people voted it to make it legal, it's the law, so I go by the law.
Thank you. Then we have, life is sacred. No law can say otherwise. Abortion is wrong because this child makes life, and we must protect the preborn at all costs.
Yeah, that's like a sound. You're murdering a freaking kid, so...
Thank you. And second to last...
My question is, why is everybody so focused on abortion in the state of Arizona? I don't get it. It wasn't even a reason I went to vote. It's like crazy that you're asking these questions. It's just funny whoever wrote the poll. It's like... They won. They won.
Yes, I understand. I apologize about that.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Now, abortion is normal. Is a normal part of the reproductive health care, and abortion bans threaten the health of people who get pregnant. On a scale of 0 to 10, do you
zero.
Disagree? Or...
I don't think it has anything to do with anybody's health rights. That's bullcrap.
And last for this section is, people must face the consequences of their own actions, including when they have unprotected sex outside of marriage.
Well, that's kind of the problem, right? I mean, you lay down somebody and, that's kind of how kids are made. So I would say we take away the responsibility, sure. Yeah,
and
the problem.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being strongly disagree and 10 strongly agree, any number between 0 and 10?
Oh, well, I strongly agree that it's wrong I think people should be held accountable. So, yeah, I strongly agree that people should be held accountable.
On a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Okay.
You should put down for 10 on that. You should be responsible for your actions.
Thank you.
Period.
And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, here's a list of organizations, and please rate how much you trust each organization when it comes to handling abortion access on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you trust them a lot, 5 means that you somewhat trust them, and 0 means that you do not trust them at all. You may select any number between 0 and 10. First, we have
Which
Republican.
Administration? Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. First, we have Republicans in Arizona.
Sure. Gotta be down for like a 6.
Thank you. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
State Congress or in the United States Congress?
It says Republicans in Congress.
Well, again, abortion's not a national issue, so I don't understand the, again, I don't understand the question. What do you mean? It's not a national thing. All the states have rights to abortion. This is why I get frustrated with these questions, but I'll just say, I'll give them an 8, because.
Thank you. And then we have Democrats in Congress.
I guess an 8.
Thank you. And last, we have Democrats in Arizona.
Oh. They got their wish, so I guess an 8. They wanted it. They got it. I mean.
Thank you very much. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
They want it legal everywhere, all the way to 9 months. That's what they want.
For Democrats?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you and do Republicans want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Some do.
And to the best of your knowledge?
Again, I would say 0, because it's not a constitutional right, which is what national means.
So
I would say none, because it gave it back to the state. That's why nationally it doesn't matter. It's not worth having a conversation about it. It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know who wrote these questions, man. It must have been someone at some university who's got way too much time on their hands and didn't even think about the fact that it's not even a frickin' national issue anymore. Like.
Now, here is a list of policies Republican lawmakers talked about during the November 2024 election. After each one, please tell me whether you think the policy is certain to happen, pretty likely to happen, somewhat likely to happen, not very likely to happen, or will not happen. First, we have banning abortion medication from being sent through the mail and jailing doctors for providing legal abortion medication to patients.
Is this nationally or is this state?
It just says Republican lawmakers talked about during the November 2024 election. I just want to know.
Again, I know, and the executive order that Trump signed was, it's not part of the, well, let me rephrase that. The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade and kicked it back to the state. It wasn't Trump, number one. So I don't know on that question.
But
here's the deal. It's not national. So I don't know about Congress trying to pass a bill. Maybe across states? Yeah, I think it'll probably go through.
We just want to know if you think it is certain to happen, pretty likely to happen, somewhat likely to happen.
I'll say likely.
Certain.
We'll say likely, but again. Okay, yeah, just put likely down.
Pretty likely or somewhat likely?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Then we have banning abortion nationwide, including cases like rape, incest, or for the health of the mother.
It's not a national issue, so sure, it's already been done. Where was everybody when the Supreme Court's decision? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So, yeah, the answer is it's already been banned nationally. So, yeah, it's going to happen. It already happened.
Thank you.
It's not a national issue.
I understand. Now, appointed judges who will strike down abortion rights. Do you think that's certain to happen? Pretty likely to happen? Somewhat likely to happen? Not very likely to happen? Or certainly not to happen? To not happen.
What's that one again? What was it again you said? I missed it.
Appointing judges who will strike down abortion rights.
Oh, who knows?
So, do you think...
Judges, good luck on that. If you follow the Constitution, then somewhat likely.
Somewhat
on a national ban.
Thank you. And the last one for this session is letting the states decide their own abortion laws.
Yeah, there we go. That is where we're at. Mm-hmm. So if they're asking if that's very likely, then the answer is obviously yes, because that's they have the rights now. The state does.
And between certain to happen and pretty likely to happen, how should I record your
No,
answer?
It's the whatever the most likely to happen, because it's already happened. There's
Thank
the Lord,
you.
Man.
Now, before we finish the survey, here is a list of people or groups who might provide information about abortion. Please select one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give you accurate and helpful information on issues like abortion. Once again, you may select up to two. We have abortion rights organizations, healthcare professionals, mothers, family or my family, activists, religious leaders, journalists, politicians, my friends, commenters on social media, hosts of podcasts, doctors, or women in my life.
I'll go with religious leaders and friends.
And friends. And finally, below there are some potential new sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Is it CNN, Washington Post, X or Twitter, MSNBC, Fox News, podcasts, TikTok, Facebook, The New York Times, radio or NPR, local news station, or YouTube?
Yeah, I just don't have a lot. Telegram? There's an on there. Telegram, yeah, other. Telegram I use a lot for news. And you don't have Truth Social, I use that. I do use X. And I do use YouTube to watch a lot of videos on stuff. And on rare occasion, I'll watch NBC and Fox News just to see what those yuppies kind of say about certain things. But I don't really watch a lot of the news.
Yes, we can select up to three. Would it be X or Twitter, YouTube, and Telegram, the
one? Yeah, that's fine. X, Twitter, and Telegram.
Thank you. And if you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? I would have voted for Kamala Harris for president. I would have done nothing differently. Or I would have voted for Donald Trump for president.
No, I voted for Trump, so obviously nothing differently.
Thank you. And if you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? I would have voted for Democratic candidates down ballot, like senator or governor. I would have done nothing differently, or I would have voted for Republican candidates down ballot, like senator or governor.
I would have done nothing different.
Thank you. And reflected on the last few months since Trump took office, would you say that abortion and reproductive rights have become less or more of a priority for you since the November 2024 election, or has it stayed the same?
People voted for it. I think it's a non-issue. So it stayed the same.
Okay. Thank you. And even if none of them is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closer to your view? Things are going well in America and no real changes are needed. things in America are going poorly, and we need a what we need is a major change and shock to the system, or things could be going better in America, and what we need is a return to basic stability.
Yeah, right. Things are going poorly, and they're chaotic. So the second one. And there is a shock in the system going right now, and we're getting a shock, and damn good, too.
Thank you. Now, before
we turn the system down and start over.
Thank you. Now, to finish the survey, I'm going to make some demographic questions for classification purposes only. So in politics, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And would you say...
I would have thought you would have figured that out by now.
Yes. And would you say you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Probably neither. Trump's not really a Republican, so... You know,
okay.
I think that's why a lot of people like him. So, yeah, I'd say neither.
Okay.
I hate all of them, quite honestly.
Okay. So now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
How about a constitutional conservative? How's that?
Oh, we don't
I
have
don't
that
know what you'd call that. Well, then I guess very conservative then.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Oh, I'm married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yep.
And last year, that is 2024, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $84,000, $85,000 to $99,000, $100,000 to $249,000, $250,000 to $399,000, or $400,000 or more?
That is a great question. I don't even know. My company closed down, so I have lost my job, so I would say... last year, probably less than 20,000, quite honestly.
Okay.
I mean,
I
mostly savings. Oh, well, yeah, I was making 120,000 before I lost my job, so, or 125, actually.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear
but,
that.
Yeah, it's all right. It'll happen. Things will turn around. Talk about development, man.
Yeah.
It gets brutal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that would be less than 24,000?
Yes, unfortunately.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
I think I need to go in the business of writing surveys for you guys. Wow.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All righty.